Uncle C back in the office. Today I wanted to touch specifically, how did I word this on my board? I wanted to touch specifically on feminized men in relationships and my top five ways to regain masculine frame. Surprisingly, a lot of my clients when it comes to this dating and masculinity stuff are people who are out of divorce or they're people who are in a relationship and they can't seem to beat the feminine behavior, the constant emotional weakness, the constant feeling that they're just in this scarcity mindset and really screwing up day to day. So what I did was I came up with the top five ways after working with clients that I have found works very, very well to regain your masculine frame, regain your masculine edge, and make sure that you can stay masculine even if you are in a relationship. The whole goal is to master the masculinity. And if you can do that, you're going to start to see better behavioral patterns out of your spouse or partner, and she's going to love you for it a lot more in the long run. So the very first thing, oh, and also, before I get into this, applications for my Masculinity Mastered program is now down below. So what I'm saying is that if you think you're a good fit to work one-on-one with me, what you can do is you can go down below, you can fill out an application, and I will call you at that time. Yes, it's a financial commitment on the call, but here's the thing is if you were a good fit, I can get you to where you need to be with dating and so on and so forth. So number one, the first way to regain that masculinity, to get out of that feminized behavior, is to work twice as much. Now, it sounds crazy. It sounds counterintuitive, but it works, and here's why. When many men enter into these relationships, their females start to really pick and poke at them, and they don't know why. And what they try to do is to get out of this, they start to couple it by actually spending more time with them, by actually diving deeper into the situation and starting to do more for the spouse or partner. But the thing is, what that does is that makes her ultimately lose respect for you because now she sees that there's a man putting her before himself. And if she sees that, she's going to run. If she sees that, she's going to test you even harder. If she sees that, she's going to back away from you even more. And this sends conflicting signals in the guy's head because he's like, wait, hold up. So I'm putting in more work and not being rewarded for it at all. And then he gets in the rat race of constantly putting in more work and constantly giving it his all. And in the end, he's not given anything in return for it. He can be nice, he can be charming, he can give his best self to her every day. It's not rewarded until he starts to put himself first. Work twice as much. If you work 40 hours a week, work 80. If she says that she wants to spend more time with you all the time and that you need to be more present around her and for the kids, totally do the exact opposite for a while. You're taking time to focus on yourself. You're transmuting the sexual energy into working more, doing more, getting more on your path, vision, and purpose, and not only that, using that time to build your body and your mind and your self-development. Because if she sees a better, improved man in front of her after a couple weeks or after a month or however long this takes, she's going to shape up and realize that, hey, this guy ain't playing. This guy's actually on his grind. So I better start acting sweet. I better start acting feminine. I better start acting the right way. And it works. Acting like a man works. That's number one. Number two, what a man must do in this stage is he must stop looking for love and he must look for improvement. So this ties in with number one. You get guys in this very emotional state, this wanting to be loved, this needing to be loved, this needing to be needed. And they're constantly in this scarcity mindset. They're reaching out to their female for love, for attention, for validation, for affection, and it doesn't work. And it doesn't work because that is her job to be doing to you. It's her job to be giving that emotional support. It's her job to be giving that love. It's her job to be giving that soft, sweet, feminine touch. Here's the problem. What you know, especially if you're in a relationship and it's been going south, is this. Women don't give it to weak men. If you're emotionally weak and needing the love, that is when you will never give it. That is when you will never get it. Women almost punish guys who are emotionally weak. Women almost withdraw harder from men who are emotionally weak, and she will make your life hell. She'll make your life hell because she sees that you need her. A man that now needs her is a man that she doesn't want. So you need to stop looking for love and you need to start looking for self-improvement and self-development. She'll never love you the same way you love her. You just love the presence. You love how she looks. You love how she makes you feel. She's not like that. She's going to love you for certain characteristics that represent masculinity. What you have to do is you have to get on the self-development. So let me ask you, if you're overweight and you lose 30 pounds within a couple months, and all of a sudden she sees a strong dude with a V taper and big shoulders and big upper chest, you're telling me she's not going to look at him a little bit more alpha and strong? Of course she will. He put in the self-improvement. You're telling me if he's now working on his passion or business or purpose twice as much throughout the week, she's not going to see that, hey, maybe this guy's actually going to be successful or is on that path, and maybe we'll have better options in the future? Trust me, fellas, women pick up on this stuff fast. She wants a winner. If you can just start acting like a winner, you're going to be golden. That's the second way. The third is learn to say no. One of the biggest turn-ons to women is when a guy can actually stand up to her, can put her in her place. If you're a yes man, if you're a honey-do list goer, if you're a honey-do list, I got this for you every single time, babe, type guy, you're in for pain. If you can't say no to females ever, you're in for pain. Because they see that you're a guy that they can walk on. They see that you're a guy that they can push over. If they can push you over, that does not represent strength. If it doesn't represent strength, she knows that you probably can't protect and that you're a weak male. She will punish you for it emotionally in the long run when she starts to pull back and go cold on you or sleeps with somebody else that's stronger than you. You have to be aware of this stuff. You wonder why I talk about masculinity and femininity? It's because if you don't know female dynamic, you're in for pain. That's number three. Number four, start seducing better. Okay, not loving better, not being intimate better, seducing better. Get her turned on. Okay, learn to actually make your woman wet. Because if you can't do that, she doesn't have that mystery spark in her. She doesn't have that feeling of excitement. Like, if this guy's consistent lover boy every single day and she's just never wet for him, he can never put her in that place of sex where it's like, hey, this is happening now. This is how it's going to happen and you're going to love this and so am I. If you can't start to give off that energy in the bedroom where like, hey, it's on. It's not on for love. Like, we're together and it's on because we need this right now. If you can't start to seduce your woman with the foreplay and with the sexual presence and the aura that you bring, you're also in for pain. Because you're too much in that emotional weakness. You're too much in that feminized state. What's happened is that you've been around the female for so long that you're starting to adapt some of her traits. Everybody does it, unless you catch yourself slipping. If you can actually recognize it and catch yourself slipping, you can save yourself a lot of time, energy, and headache throughout a marriage, throughout a relationship, anything like that. The fifth way to regain masculine frame is less talk, more do. You see, men who talk a lot, men who have a lot to say to her about how the relationship is going, about how the emotional standpoint is, you realize you're also entering into a feminine frame. And she's not going to appreciate that in the long run. Men do. Women will talk. Women will talk about the feelings. They'll talk about the emotions. They'll talk about how it makes them feel. Men just have to do. You have to put your head down and work. You have to put your head down and build the body. You have to tell yourself, hey, I'm a sexual man. I'm okay with my sexuality. I'm okay with being masculine. And I'm okay with just being a hard ass for a little bit as I develop myself. Because right now, you're probably a little bit too feminized, a little too emotional. If you can bring yourself back into that masculine energy and that masculine state, you're going to do a lot better in the dating game, in the relationship game, whatever the case may be. That is my top five tips to you, how to regain masculine frame coming from a feminized frame if you're in a relationship. Those are my top five tips. If you haven't already, go down below and pick up my dating course called Enlore. Enlore is 30 hours. I teach you everything about masculine energy. I teach you everything about feminine energy. And if you're a guy who has struggled with making attraction happen in the past with women, this is going to take care of all of those problems that you've been running into. It can teach you how to get a girl, how to maintain attraction with her, and how to keep her. It also teaches you why women stray, and it teaches you how to be one step ahead of the entire process the whole time. Because what happens is when most guys are hit with these pullbacks, they're blindsided. They have no idea why it happened. So go down below. Get that course, get that program. I teach everything. Like, comment, subscribe. If you want to work one-on-one with me, like I said, grab an application. We will see you on the other side.